Kia ora, ko Atere Ano Mate Ariki tēnei, and this is your Wātea Midday News. An ACT negotiating team member says a coalition agreement is near after a week of intense negotiations. Nicole McKee says seeing how National, ACT and New Zealand First have come together during the past week, she's confident a strong, stable government will be formed. Time was needed to build strong relationships with policy decisions next.
There's how many Māpui are sitting in this coalition? You know, we've got David and Karen and myself. You've got Winston and Shane Jones as well. So there's quite a few of us, and I think our Māori side will always be the ones that can stand up and actually speak our own truth, no matter where you're from.
Nicole McKee says everything may not be kumbaya over the next 1,000 days, but by starting off right, they will have the ability to sort out differences that arise. The chief executive of the Māori Language Commission, Te Taurawhiri Te Reo Māori, says some public sector agencies are jumping the gun because of conjecture about the new government. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Trade has moved to drop Te Reo Māori from correspondence before new ministers are sworn in. Ngāhiwi Apanui says it's hypocritical to use Māori culture for trade deals while limiting its use internally. He says a 2021 survey by the Commission showed 3 out of 4 public servants care about Te Reo Māori and its use in the workplace.
These are the things that can't be dialed back. And when you start dialing them back, that's when you start getting staff rebelling. The 300 or so staff from MFAT who railed against the fact that Te Reo Māori had been stripped from their cabinet paper or from their ministerial paper.
Ngāhiwi Apanui. Kapiti Coast District Council has voted to establish a Māori ward ahead of the 2025 local body elections. Mayor Janet Holborough says while overall feedback from communities was not in favour of a Māori ward, there was strong support from younger respondents. Those on the Māori electoral roll who are most directly affected by the decision were also more supportive. Hone Taukiri has revisited his first Grindhouse Theatre Company production for the rangatahi season at West Auckland's Te Pau Theatre. He describes the limited time only as a world of high art colliding with the world of advertising and consumerism. It's about 3 estranged siblings struggling to connect after their mother's death, and Taukiri has used infomercials to display Kiwi life.
I want people to walk away with a feeling of nostalgia, maybe reflecting on where they come from and the upbringing they had and who the people are that's important to them. And I want people to kind of walk away feeling seen. I want people to feel like they've seen themselves in the story through the characters.
Limited time only is at Te Pau in the Corbin Arts Centre from November 21 to 25. Hone Taukiri is also working on a new solo show and a second season of Club Whack for 2024. And that is your Wātea English News for this hour. Toodle!